Welcome to another edition of Saving Stories. I'm Alan Lytle with Dr. Doug Boyd from the Louis B. Nunn Center for Oral Histories in the UK Libraries. And Doug, it is Veterans Day weekend, a time where we pause and thank our men and women for their service to our country. And that brings to mind a project that you all have been working on for quite some time.
The From Combat to Kentucky project is an oral history project that is featuring interviews with student veterans who have served in Afghanistan and in Iraq and come back enrolled in higher education. We've expanded beyond just the University of Kentucky. We've begun interviewing at Eastern Kentucky University. Currently, we're doing interviews with Bluegrass Community and Technical College, and we've just begun doing interviews at NKU as well. It's really exciting to see campuses engaging their veteran communities and really embracing and honoring these stories through these oral history projects. Everybody is learning an incredible amount, and these interviews are being used in classes. It was used here on campus to produce an award-winning play that ran off Broadway. It's really a transformative project.
And let's hear from some of the veterans themselves right now.
Ian Abney. Ian Abney joined the United States Marine Corps straight out of high school, and he served for several years in Iraq, including his time in Fallujah. He was a machine gunner, and he describes in this excerpt the sort of realities of combat.
As far as actual engagement goes, the one of the misconceptions, I think, about, at least in modern warfare, movies show a lot of action and a lot of drama. And you see every angle on the battlefield in movies. But in actual combat, if you look away in another direction, you can miss the entire everything that's going on. You don't see dust kicking around you when you're being shot at. And if the enemy is dropping mortars on your position, you don't know where they're at. All you know is that the ground's exploding all around your firm base. So you get to cover, and then you see even less once you get into cover. So there's a lot of confusion. For the most part, an insurgency was very effective in keeping us on the defensive most of the time.
And now we're going to hear from a medic, I believe, from the University of Kentucky.
Andrew Napier joined the National Guard straight out of high school and talks a great deal about his experiences in Afghanistan. But in this particular excerpt, he's talking about transitioning back into, you know, regular life here as a student on campus.
You know, I came home and it felt like nobody even realized that I was even gone. What's even going on? You know, a lot of people, I remember this girl had asked me at a bar, and somebody had mentioned it in our group about going over, oh, he just came back, you know, whatever, you know, that's that kind of story. And she was like, is that still going on? And I'm just like, are you serious? You know, it's just like, it just seems like that was the common perception to everyone, and to hear that was just kind of a slap in my mouth, you know. But it's awesome to hear that anybody even cares what's happening, you know.
These stories are incredibly important, and it's important that we listen to these stories and honor the experiences that these young men and women have had. We have heroes walking around campus among us today, and it's important to document those stories.
And the great thing is all of these are accessible online, correct?
Yes. The website is c2ky.org, From Combat to Kentucky, if you're Googling. And we're currently interviewing students from the Bluegrass Community and Technical College. So if you're a student there at BCTC, we'd love to record your story and make it part of the archive and the web experience.
Doug Boyd from the Louis B. Nunn Center for Oral Histories has been our guest. Thanks again for joining us today.
Thanks for having me.